Again, I had a lousy night. I didn't sleep well at all.
What was the problem?
My smoke alarm went off, and I had to go all through the house to make sure nothing was burning.
Well, best to be safe. Was anything on fire?
No, and I'd just gotten back in the shower when it happened again.
Hold on. You were taking a shower?
I was trying to. The alarm went off twice, and finally I just went to bed. I couldn't sleep all night for fear something was burning.
I think I know what was happening. A shower can sometimes activate a smoke alarm.
It can? But there's no smoke in a shower.
No, but there is steam. Steam is airborne particulates.
Want to put that in English?
Steam looks like a cloud to us, but it's actually millions of tiny particles of water floating in the air.
So?
Smoke is very similar. What appears to be a dark cloud or haze to our eyes is actually made of millions of tiny particles. In this case, not of water, but of burnt matter. There are two kinds of smoke detectors, ionization alarms and photoelectric alarms. They work in different ways, but both are designed to flip a switch when they come into contact with airborne particles. A sudden cloud of steam may trigger a photoelectric cell looking for particles as quickly as a cloud of smoke.
Well, I'll be. And my shower was ruined.
Better than having your house be on fire.
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by William Oram, with help from John Carini in physics. We'd like to have your comments and ideas for future programs. Our email is amos@indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.